Do you like what you see?
Look at my tits! Look at them!
Or do you want to bet on a dude fucking an alligator? Money plane.
You're listening to the
Bonus
Tubi Tuesdays podcast, a co-production from the Super Network and Pop4D, with host Super Marcy.
They literally just let these kittens run around the house.
The terrible Australian bee Jemine.
She wanted a pipe, but this is not what she was referring to.
Professor Science Batch.
Because I'm Canadian, I eat poutine, okay? It's a thing.
And Trash Panda Colin.
Yeah, North Hole. North Hole's like your mouth.
Featuring Craven the Hunter.
It's Craven! Everybody loves Craven!
And Louise Lasser.
Did somebody say Louise Lasser?
This podcast is intended for mature audiences as it may contain explicit language.
This is not the pussy you can just off to, bro.
This is the closest this nerd will ever get to pussy.
Adult themes.
Get your weird Louise Lasser Toby the Ghost porn out of here.
So if you're just mega rich, you can just have your own cereal.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
For more information, see the show notes. Visit supermarcy.com for more. Show your support and access exclusive posts at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Now to our feature presentation.
Listen!
Would you like to touch what you see?
You know something? Dreams really do come true.
Oh, look out!
Operator, I am begging you! This is a real, real emergency! What's the matter with you?
G'day everyone, this is BJMite, aka The Terrible Aussie, and welcome to the bonus Tubi Tuesdays podcast, a spin-off to the Tubi Tuesdays podcast. And with me, as always, is one of my co-hosts on the main show, Super Marcy. Hello, Marcy. How are you?
Hello. I might be happy to be here. I might not. We'll see how this movie goes today.
Indeed. So for all those out there who don't remember, the purpose of the bonus Tubi Tuesdays podcast, it's a show outside of the main one in terms of like the plot lines and stuff like that, where we have a guest who joins us. And they get a chance to pick the movie we're going to be doing today. And with us, returning once again, is our good friend Amy Doll. Hello, Amy, and welcome back to the show.
Glad to be on here. I believe the last time I was on here for the bonus Tubi Tuesday was for The 00 Kid, a movie that I insisted, like, hey, we have to watch this. We have to watch this. And then afterwards, I said, I'm sorry I made you watch this. Because it was a lot crazier in my mind, but then I was like, oh no, that's just that one scene that I saw when I was 8 years old. I have derailed this entire program. I apologize.
Well, AB, you say that now.
Until... But, that was actually quite a high downloaded episode.
It was. Yep. I think a lot of people out there have nostalgia love for that film. But I have a feeling, though, that given the movie you've picked for us today, I think we will be the ones who will be like, damn it, Amy, damn it.
So I will finally know what it is like for Marcy to treat you all the time. Just, damn it, why?
And Amy, what film have you chosen for this episode today?
I have chosen the Scottish animated classic, quite possibly the finest piece of cinema to emerge from that wonderful nation, Sir Billy, aka Guardian of the Highlands, which is a film that I watched many years ago with some friends of mine. Because they're like, oh, this is Sean Connery's last film, and it's like a voice part as like a grandpa in an animated movie. And then I was like, okay, that sounds kind of funky, and like, I'll check it out. And then we watched it, and it just became, we just fell down the rabbit hole of what? And I know you two are connoisseurs of that kind of cinema, so obviously I had to share it with you.
Obviously.
Well... AB, I particularly hate you right now because I have seen this movie. I saw it a couple years ago. Absolutely hated it. I think it was like in my top five worst movies of that year. So I can't believe you're making me revisit this movie for this podcast. This is like the second episode this year for the To Be Tuesdays podcast where I've been forced to revisit a movie I've hated for this show.
You know, Bede, the pleasure is all mine.
Indeed, indeed.
And the pleasure is also all mine because I can't wait for Bede to just die a little inside while I enjoy everything.
Marcy, I died like 5 minutes before this podcast even recorded.
This is all just Bede, like muscle memory. He's deceased right now.
Exactly, exactly. Yes. And I'm speaking from beyond the grave as well. But we might as well get to it. So what you need to do, everyone, is look up the film Sir Billy, or under its alternative title, Guardians of the Highlands, if it is playing on Tubi in your part of the world. But the film is also playing on other streaming services and as well as released on physical media. I'm going to count down from five, and when I say go, that's when you play the movie. Then that way our audio commentary will be in sync with the movie. However, though, since Tubi is a free streaming service, they do play ads on occasion. So if an ad does pop up, I will play this sound effect.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
And once the ads are finished, I will play a sound effect again, and we'll also make sure to give a timestamp as well, so that way you stay in sync with us. However, though, if you're not interested in watching Sir Billy, aka Guardians of the Highlands, first of all, I don't blame you. I still reckon this will be, hopefully, a fun listen to regardless. So, Marcy, Amy, are you ready to see why the hell did Sean Connery make this his last movie when the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen had more dignity with Sir Billy, aka Guardians of the Highlands?
Let's do it.
All righty. Counting down in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Go. And we don't have subtitles, so we will have some volume.
Oh no, what a tragedy.
Are you telling me I can't do an accent? No, I'm not trying.
Let's go, Nathan.
How am I supposed to understand the Scottish accent if there's no subtitles?
I'm not going to understand anything.
Well, to be fair, Marcy, that's nearly every episode of the To Be Tuesdays podcast.
No, that is true. They even called it Billy Productions.
And the credits are going very, very slow to run out that running time.
Just squeeze this out to feature length. See, there you go.
Right, oh my god.
Sean Connery.
It's even the outline of him on the skateboard. No dignity.
Wow, they really are just like, it's James Bond with their really weirdly animated sexy booby ladies.
And then a goat. Alan Cumming.
How did they get Alan Cumming in this?
Because he's Scottish.
Got it.
Oh, fair. But oh, those are jiggly titties.
And Miriam Margolis and Ruby Wax.
Like, the best way I could put it is, like, I watched Double Toasted's movie roast of this, and the host, like, put it best, where he's like, this movie didn't think they had Sean Connery. They thought they had James Bond. So there are James Bond references everywhere for no fucking reason.
Like this opening sequence.
Yep.
It's like, we have to play this like a Bond movie for some reason.
It's like all the animation is just, like, playing in front of, like, watery shit.
Wait, they just filmed it in front of a toilet. Yes. And just added, like, food coloring.
No, it's like on those old PCs where it's like you put your CD in and it had that, like, representation of the music with, like, those squiggly lines.
Yes! Yes!
It's this.
Yes. It's like... Yeah, like, what was it like? I don't even remember what those things were. Wait, did they get Shirley Bassey?
Yes.
That's her. That is her.
I can't. How?
That's a good question, Marcy, that I'm still trying to figure out.
I can't. Why does that look like me after I get out of bed every day?
Already
you
this
down and like make guns with your hands, just ooh,
yes. I'm like, oh, look at my hair, it's everywhere. Loch Bendrock, Scottish Highland, Scotland.
We're already we're already 5 seconds in this movie, and I have to give it the sound effect.
Marcy, I was going to say, that's more German than Scottish.
Yeah, I can't fucking do the accent.
You got to sound like Dave. You got to sound like David Tennant, Marcy.
Do I?
Yes.
Is this Sean Connery talking?
Yes. He sounds so very tired.
He sounds really like, why am I doing this?
it's been a long day of him, you're the man now, dogging.
Yes. Oh!
Illegal animals deportation camp? What the fuck is going on in Scotland?
They're being invaded by Trump!
It's the secret beaver patrol.
No, they're just getting beavers, Bede.
I think there's beavers.
They're meant to be beavers?
Unfortunately, it's not hundreds of beavers.
I mean, I think the hundreds of beavers probably look better than the beavers in this movie.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Without hesitation. Yep.
and they all look like the cops here, like the agents just look like the gendarme from Casablanca.
I nearly spat out my drink.
Look at that one cat. Look at both of their eyebrows. They got caterpillar eyebrows.
They just animated caterpillars.
Yes. We got the two, all the funny little creatures. I love
them. Well, that, huh?
They offered a role for David Tennant in this movie, but he was like, yeah, nah, bruh.
Yeah, nah, bruh.
I love Scotland, but I not that much.
He's like, I'm renouncing my Scottish citizenship.
Yes.
Highlands and Islands Constabulary. Beaver unit.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm part of the beaver unit, baby.
Oh, beaver unit, eh?
Where's my beaver unit? With whatever accent I put on.
Yes.
McLeod!
Where's Connor McLeod?
There can be only one beaver unit.
Not that Todd!
All right, Bede.
Yes.
Haggis Crossing! Besides that,
yes.
What animation is better? This movie or The Amazing Hulk?
Well, I was going to say, if you compare the animation to this and Food Fight, I think it's a clear winner because at least this movie has actual animation. Food Fight, well, they basically lost the footage and had to redo it all over again. But I'm going to say The Amazing Hulk probably might have a one-up.
On the back window, I think it says Beaver Poppers.
Beaver Poppers. Beaver Stoppers.
Oh, Beaver Stoppers. There we go.
Like, is Scotland like that overrun with beavers?
Why are the beavers in little prison outfits?
Is it being rounded up?
You know why, Marcy? Because they're beaver nerds.
Wah, wah, wah.
Hold on.
Play sad trombone, please.
I will say
no, we crashed. Why does that have a big ass? It's a bunny.
Okay, that was me, sorry.
Look at them in their little beaver jumpsuits. Why is that rabbit packing, like, junk in the trunk?
Apple bottom bun in the boots with the fur.
You know why, Marcy? He's, he's Bugs Bunzy. Or whatever.
I was gonna say, with ass like that, that ain't a guy, bunny.
That's Booty Babs Bunny.
Oh no!
Whatever.
Oh no! Our truck crash. How am I supposed to get home and give my wife a mustache ride?
Slash eyebrow ride.
An eyebrow ride. Yes.
Oh, look at all those mushrooms.
They should just be getting high off the shrooms.
Oh, that beaver's dead.
What? Bede, what is better visually pleasing? This or fungicide?
Fungicide.
Now, you calm down, sir.
Bede, I'm gonna be real with you. The mushrooms in this movie look a lot better than they do in Fungicide.
Yeah, but they had costumes in Fungicide.
Yeah, but they also used Windows 95 like screensavers for the other mushrooms.
Oh, hold on, Murphy. I'm going to give him a mustache ride. I don't know why I'm speaking Irish all of a sudden.
I don't know.
See, the beavers have clouded his mind.
I got too much beaver on the brain.
What does this have to do with Sean Connery?
The funny thing is that female beaver's name is Sharon Stone.
I think I'm alone now. There doesn't seem to be anyone around.
And 5 years later, illegal beavers returned to Norway.
Beavers!
The rogue police
Scotland
officer.
Have a problem with Norwegian beavers? What is happening? There's one of the island cows.
It's Snoopy.
Snoopy. Oh, look, it's Howard the Duck.
The accent killed me. Is it, though?
You know, Duck, Red Baron playing Scotland, you know, it's for kids.
Hmm. Exactly.
Oh no, she's like, breaking the... She's
a kamikaze pilot!
She's quacking the fourth wall.
She's duck pool. It's duck pool.
Duck pool.
Duck pool.
Duck pool. Woo! Sorry,
yeah,
there's a slight...
Worthy.
Yeah, I mean, sorry, I have the... It takes me a little bit because I'm like going back and forth between the movie and the sound effects.
You also saw her pull out a burger a little bit ago, right?
I don't know.
Oh, look, his pants match the drapes.
No, he's literally woken up because he wears his kilt to bed. Oh, punch buggy.
we love beavers.
But no beavers allowed? What is this?
Scotland's really specious against beavers.
It is.
I don't know. That Scottish person playing the banjo seems racist to me.
Oh, Thunderball. Gold Singer, fuck off. These are horrible references. Why does she have massive tits?
Is that meant to be like Ruby Wax? Because if it isn't, it looks like her. Can
you give me 5 big fat ones? Fat with a pH. She's got a big booty, big tits. What is this?
She's a hot Scot.
I can't handle this movie.
Hold on. That was another bad joke for me.
How is this for kids?
Was it ever for kids? That's what I want to know.
I mean, clearly this movie is a metaphor about everybody being sexually repressed and not allowed to have some beaver. Scotland's weird.
Here's the man. Here's the man of the hour.
Doesn't even look like him.
These characters don't look like anything.
No. Why has he got a cow on there?
I think he's a veterinarian.
Is that a slave cow?
he's a veterinarian.
Yeah. I forgot that was part of the plot, wasn't it?
So he's just looking after his cow bitch. I don't know.
But look at that lobster, Beerus, Oedipus, delicious. He's literally got recipes for animals in his veterinarian office.
Well,
his fridge in the Scottish flag? We know we're in Scotland. Fuck's sake, movie.
Here's some weird product placement.
It was kind of subtle before this, Marcy. It was kind of subtle, so I'm glad for the reminder.
You wouldn't have noticed if I didn't bring it up, right?
Yeah. And now Alan Cumming as Beatrix Kiddo.
Yeah, why is the fox wearing the Bruce Lee
goat.
Jumpsuit?
It's a goat.
Oh, sorry. I don't know what it is.
Marcy, Alan Cumming is the goat.
He is the goat.
He just licked the capra.
Also, breaking the fourth wall.
This sequel to Kill Bill Volume 2 is weird.
I love how just dead their eyes look. No one quite like you in this hood.
Sorry. He's a sassy goat.
Is he trying to be Scottish? Yeah, is he trying to be Scottish gangster? Is that what the goat is?
Yes.
And he just has a suit of armor in his office, so cuz.
Yeah.
And it has that
cop thing. Scotland!
You're not supposed to. I'm here to kill Billy.
That would have been a much more entertaining animated movie.
Yes.
I just don't understand. They think it would be funny or like that people wouldn't understand they're in Scotland, so they have to put the flag everywhere. I'm so confused.
Yes.
Maybe it's like that whole Canada media thing where it's like you can get financed by Canada, but you have to like mention Canada a whole bunch of times, like a percentage. Mm.
I mean, it's no different here in Australia because I think there's like a stipulation, like with Australian films and TV shows, they got to have at least some, you know, cultural elements in it.
Well, here's the Spanish here's the Scottish version of that nerdy kid from Polar Express.
I thought that was, honestly, I thought that was Jimmy Neutron for a second.
Jimmy Neutron? So did I.
Jimmy McNeutron.
McNeutron.
Jimmy McNeutron.
I even got a blast.
Who's this kid?
The origin story of Charles Xavier.
Maybe.
Marcy, the answer is he's a little shit, that's who.
Clearly. I mean, if your butler needs to get a fucking sword to put you in line...
And yet he doesn't even have a moustache, but he still has caterpillar eyebrows.
He looks like a wax figure of Gru is melting.
Oh my god!
Gru!
Yes!
Call me McGru.
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 Call me Ewan McGruger.
That was so bad.
I'm done.
Hold on, let me find the sound effect. Nope, that's not it.
Feed's bad jokes will kill us before this movie does.
Look at her eyebrows. What is happening? Oh my god, no, he's got the flag on his fucking Jeep.
Now it's time for the wages of fear.
The Mick wages of fear.
Even Alan Cumming is like just sleeping while he's doing the voice work.
Somehow, like, doing Son of the Mask is more dignifying than doing this movie for Alan Cumming.
Alan Cumming had more energy in Son of the Mask.
Yes.
This is a great place to film traitors.
They might have. I keep seeing the traitors being advertised.
Hello, Grandfather. It's me, your nephew, Nicholas McCage.
Despite the fact it looks nothing like him.
I'm a son of Glasgow, yeah.
Yeah. I come from Loch Ness, and I'm best friends with the monster.
I was hanging out with Nessie the other week, and we talked about the good times, how we both starred in Pig. He played the role of the pig.
But then I asked for $3.50.
Kept asking for $3.50, so I had to give it to him.
I bought all the mustaches in Glasgow.
They're gonna be my new hairpiece. You know, the animation, like, when it's just the scenery, it looks okay, but as soon as we get closer to anything, it's like, my eyes.
Yeah. It's also, like, it really makes Hoodwinked look like Pixar.
Mossy, your eyes are McSoiled.
They are McSoiled. Look at her big tits. I can't get over this. I know Amy sent the photo going, look. But seeing her live, I'm like, wow.
And it's fair.
And that goat can't keep his eyes off him. He's just like, yeah, hold on. You keep talking.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Marcy, look at that fucking nerd. Oh, hello.
No, I'm not getting angry at nerds.
Oh!
Well, she's got big tits, too.
Look at those gazongas.
Those are gazongas. Whoa!
It's McZongas.
This should have been called McZongas, the movie. Booty fair on this kid's movie?
Oh, yes, I'm going to motorboat those boobies of yours.
Might take them off a little slap. Slap your titties around.
I'm going to do a last crusade on your boobies.
I feel a stirring in my thunderbolts.
Let's just say in my groin area, I'm the Rock.
We'll find her, Forrest.
Sorry.
I figured this would just be us trying to make each other laugh.
Although, to be fair, isn't that every podcast we do?
Yes. And we have more commentaries that will be out during the year, and hopefully end of the year, so you'll get to hear more of us laughing and shitting on these movies.
You'll just hear me shitting.
And I'll be farting through them.
just imagine somebody going through Tubi thinking like, oh, so Billy, and they watch it like, wait a minute, Billie Eilish isn't in this movie.
I used to float.
You can see my moustache, Beavers. You want to go for a moustache, right?
Why is he singing about
even.
You're the Michelejo.
He's looking for that one beaver.
And that one rabbit.
There's two rabbits and one beaver. McTough Industries.
The thing is, though, the beaver... Access. The beaver looks exactly like the rabbits, just with small ears.
It's called...
And it says poo.
Yes.
It says poo on his thing, I'm pretty sure. It's a riot on Saturday morning. On his little jumpsuit, it says poo. Recycling Area 59. That doesn't reference anything. Oh, pod. Okay, it doesn't say poo. There's pod. Look at that emo fringe on this rabbit.
I'm in Scotland now.
Now that was...
my God, just... it's the hop-in. These characters have anything to do with the story, and what is the story?
It's about a beaver and Sean Connery, Marcy.
About a managed beaver. Does she have lipstick on as a rabbit?
Yes, and he has little glasses.
How would you know she's a lady rabbit?
The big ass!
Not, it's too subtle. Too subtle.
Well, that is true.
For this movie, yes, yes.
Oh, no, that happening? Beaver dead!
It's a flying beaver!
It's McCool Runnings!
I'm gonna have a sore stomach from laughing so much.
Look at that beaver's face.
No! It's very emotionless. What was the budget of this movie?
Let me find out.
Now this is beaver racing.
This is beaver racing. Let's go.
The budget of this movie was $19 million US.
Ooh. Oh. Heineken?
I honestly think like at least 10 million of that went to Sean Connery.
Wow.
Yeah, that little beaver bitch at me.
You'll never be a rabbit.
You're a beaver.
I'm going to be a shithead.
I'm going to be to the beaver.
Wait,
now they're all doing it? What is happening?
Oh!
Save me with your dump truck ass, mother rabbit.
Back that ass up. What is happening?
Just let the rabbit drop.
Why do their sizes look so rough? How far are we in this? Okay. Under an hour left. That's good.
We're almost half an hour in the movie and the plot hasn't even kicked in yet.
What? There's a plot? Oh no!
Oh no! The entire rabbit family is dead!
They're at least gonna drown.
Is anyone up for a rabbit stew?
Oh! Oh my gosh, she hit her head!
He rabbit the dust.
Oh.
Right. Okay, I'll take it.
Hold on. There we go.
Hey!
Oh, I forgot I can't swim!
It's faint
hit
praise.
Her head.
It's faint praise, but the water animation's not bad.
The water's not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Although... you got that in the wind column.
Hmm. There's very little winds this movie has, but it's one of them. Oh, we can't argue with that moustache.
Even though we don't have subtitles for this movie, I love the fact that based on the little volume we've had to turn down for this episode, I can still hear it. I'm dying. Now, for all Scotland, now.
Basically.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Where did that rabbit come from?
Turned down for what?
Do, do, do.
I am so confused as to what is fucking happening. That's why seatbelts
are so important. No, the animals are in the river, and now Sean Connery and the goat and his grandson are fucking around. And see, I don't know what you don't get, Marcy.
I don't know either. I don't know why it's so confusing.
Somewhere around here, Ewan McGregor's all like,
"Cover, Anakin. I have the high ground."
And animals can talk.
And animals are like talking animals. Yeah.
We
really need your help. We need your
help. We're up with that puny pot. That'd be kind of weird. Like, we're in a world where animals can talk to people, people can talk to animals, and we still eat the animals. However, though, maybe they want us to eat them.
Yeah, it's not like it's a magical setting. It's just like our village in Scotland.
Yes.
The animals can talk.
Yeah. But it's only in this place in Scotland, nowhere else. Gordon, oh, there you are. Oh, where are you? Standing there the whole fucking time, mate!
To be fair, Marcy, to be fair, his caterpillar eyebrows were shielding his vision.
Yeah, a little bit.
I can't trim these. I can't see for shit.
And they're still going down the river.
Where's the mum? Didn't she hit her head?
She Isn't did, Marcy. Like, she did.
Drowning?
She died back there, Marcy.
I reckon she's dead. Do you think Scotland is proud that this is their first ever like full-length animated film?
I think they've forgotten this movie even existed.
Do you think they're like, I don't think we should do any more animated films ever?
I think they're like, you know what, take what we can get.
Well, here's my question. Is this goat, Gordon the Goat, is he dressed up as Beatrix Kiddo or Bruce Lee?
Yeah, that's what I don't know.
The answer is yes.
Yes. Yes to both.
Exactly.
That is a weird triple feature. Game of Death, Kill Bill Volume 1, and Sir Billy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Meanwhile, 20 hours later on the river.
Yeah, meanwhile. Like, how far is this?
Oh no, they're going down the McWaterfall.
The McWaterfall. It's the Michaeland outfitter.
Look at that character.
Why is there a guy in a sombrero and little Mexican outfit?
He's a visitor, Marcy.
Is he? I don't know what's happening. Why is the police guy up there?
All right, everybody, we need your help. We need all the buoyant titties we can.
We need all the pajongers. Oh, hello, do you like my monocle? Yes.
I wonder if
what the fuck is happening?
That guy,
fucking guy next to him, who's like a duck human hybrid from Dr.
Listen, that's the love child of Howard the Duck and Leah Thompson. Leave him alone.
I can't even with this movie. Five stars.
Marcy, it
is
deserves
this a five
no star, star
classic. Is it a zero star classic? I don't know.
Gordo, don't. You're going to poke your titties with your horns.
Watch out for the titties.
Oh, no, Gordo. You stabbed that dude in the background.
Attention to detail. They've got a pen in their pocket, and the pen's ink has run into the pocket.
Oh, it is?
In a movie like this, that's the attention to detail?
I guess so.
Oh, Schneider, with a pipe.
It is.
Oh, yeah.
William Shakespeare is right.
William Shakespeare is Sir Billy.
No, that's Billy McShakespeare.
Billy McShakespeare.
Hey, he wrote Macbeth.
Oh, that is true. We don't say that name on here.
Okay, it's a Scottish podcast.
Yes. Where's a Christopher Lambert when you need him? And look at that girl's
he
big
nose. Probably would have done this. Lips. Oh! He's so weird. I heard of them all. There is just tits and ass in this movie from people and animals. I'm just confused.
T and A, T to B. Tits and ass, top to bottom.
I am Condor McCloud.
Condor McCloud?
That's right. Condor McCloud. I am a Highlander.
I am Birdman.
And a bird.
Condor McCloud, I love it.
Do you like my yellow shorts with my yellow tie and these crappy overalls?
No, those are the same like overalls you wear when you get going in the river, like fishing.
Yeah, those are like waders, like when you go and like harvest cranberries.
I guess the Mick cranberries.
The Mick cranberries.
Ironically, I'm not loving this movie.
I just don't know what the fuck is happening and why it's happening. Why is this Scotland's first, like, feature animated movie?
Hey, Buffy.
He's trying to drum up support and go rescue the animals in the river. It's fucking, I don't know.
Hey, someone have a Ferrari?
Well, we got to take that train to go find the beaver.
You're going!
Haven't they gone down like a waterfall?
Haven't this river ended yet?
Oh, if only as a beaver, I'd make a dab and look at her cleavage.
Yeah, Ben Hur, 10 meters away. What?
Look at the close up of that mustache. Oh wait, that's Nosferatu. Oh, sorry, Mick Nosferatu.
Mick Nosferatu. I can't work out anything. What is life?
There's only like five names in Scotland. McDermott, McDuff, O'Reilly,
McDougal. McCloud.
McCloud. No, it's not McCloud. It's McCloud.
McCloud.
And Johnson.
Yes. What's with these camera angles?
Doing yourself haggis, Kit. Do the people from Scotland know what haggis is?
No.
If it's a do-it-yourself haggis kit, why would it just be in a brown box, not refrigerated anywhere?
I'm a little. You know what they? You know what?
Wanted poster for the beaver.
It is.
Yeah, there's a wanted poster. About to say.
You know what? They should have had a wanted poster for Feathers McGraw.
Maybe we've been going about this all wrong. This cop's a hero, and that beaver, like, committed some, like, fucking atrocities.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe there's a reason they're so anti-beaver. What a guy!
and it's not even 10 o'clock yet.
If you're anti-Beaver, does that make you an incel?
Maybe.
That rabbit in the back is like, I don't know what's going on, just smile and nod.
That's pretty much how I feel about this movie. I was like, I don't know Vicky.
Hey, Vicky.
Oh, that's right. It's a duck and a red bear in a biplane.
Mm. Air Vicky is the Red Baron in Sir Billy. It's not looking good.
They think our head is bleeding. Hey, Marcy.
No.
You know what Sean Connery is thinking to Gordon the goat right now?
Hey, Freak Joe! You're going nowhere! I got you for 3 minutes!
3 minutes of playtime!
That's playtime.
And that's Macho Man Randy McSavage.
McSavage.
Oh, he's acting like a goat now.
I know he is the greatest of all time.
I mean, he is. I mean, the goat is obviously my favorite character in this movie. Why doesn't he eat the fish? Does goat eat fish? I don't know.
Goats don't eat fish, Marcy. They're plant animals.
There's the mom.
No, fuck off. I don't care. There she is. That took him like 2 seconds.
Betsy Boo.
We'll eat her if she's dead.
Let's have rabbit stew for everybody. Oh, we can't move her. She hasn't got big boobs.
She's got a big ass. We can save her now.
Can move her body. Can you move your legs, dear? Just a bit.
Is she conscious? Okay. Apparently she is.
I don't think even the dialogue's in sync with the mouth movements.
No, it's not. It's very off. They probably thought, like, Sean Connery and everyone else would actually give, like, meaningful voice performances.
I'm just here because I wanted a check.
Relax, son. If she can move her toe ever so slightly, there might be a chance of recovery. If not,
wiggle your big toe, rabbit.
Listen to me and look at me with
big. I want you to move your wee toes just in case. Bitsy.
You're kneeling on my ear.
It's
yes,
wee
for real.
It's wee McWee.
So what McWhat?
Wee McWee, because we've got to move your wee toe.
No.
Sounds more like she's having a fucking orgasm right now.
I think she's pregnant. Nope, she's paralyzed. Oh, wait, no, she isn't.
No, she's not. She moved her leg. The animation is shit, but even I got that.
I broke the rabbit. Oh, yes, it's me, Bane. I broke that rabbit.
I'd believe that with how she's lying there.
I squeezed this milk out of my own titties.
Believe it. You broke feed.
Luckily, I wasn't drinking.
I'm just picturing him like,
oh, 69, eh? That car's got a 69 number on it.
Yeah, this movie's perverted.
Are the other two animals, the beaver and the other rabbit, still going to? Whoa!
You're being arrested for soliciting!
This is the horniest kids movie.
Yes.
Are the other two animals still going down the stream? Because I can't remember what.
Who's driving? Who's driving? Bear's driving! How could that be?
Everybody, disco dancing.
Oh my god, they're still going.
Is that, is that the kid from Toy Story What's the evil kid? What's his name again?
Yes. McTofrason 69.
Don't worry, I'll use me boobs as inflatables.
That's the good thing about having, like, good titties. They will help you float, so.
Well, if you can't beat them, join
me and
them.
Amy know what's up, hey? Hey!
That's right.
You get a titty show tonight. Hey.
Sorry, I'm too distracted by cartoon titties at the moment.
You're distracted by all the titties.
And also this dude's weird facial hair. Oh, wait, that's Fred Durst.
Understand. Why does he look weird? Oh, my God, it is Fred Durst.
No,
that's
it's Fred.
What it looks like.
No, it's Freddy McDurst.
Fred McDurst.
Damn.
What is It is a dam. Why did they get rid of the beavers if they had a dam?
Because, like, hell, they're going to...
What is that guy's...
Watch.
Look at that fucking nerd.
Why is his teeth bigger than his head?
He's a big freak.
To make room for more equations.
Almond Hammer.
Oh, no!
And the other one was named Pepe Roni.
Oh, my God. I was trying to read it, and I missed it.
Oh, my gosh. Pepe Roni. Billy McShakes. You know what? I just realized Billy McShakespeare looks like Pat Morita.
Pat Morita is William Shakespeare in Sir Billy.
Oh, isn't that the lead singer from Smash Mouth on the right?
Well, somebody once told me it was.
Somebody once told me.
Well, Shrek is Scottish, so that makes sense.
All ties back to McTuffington, Scotland.
I see, like, McTuff is a sign. It's like it's Hollywood.
Yeah, I know. Is McTuff the Hollywood of Scotland?
No, really, he's just some guy.
He owns the town?
Here comes that chopper.
Where'd the helicopter come from?
It's the McChopper.
It's the McChopper with the fucking Scottish flag on it.
Hey, it's that thing that Arnold Schwarzenegger wanted us to get to.
Yes.
The McChopper!
But you know what the ironic thing is? In Scotland, McDonald's is just called Donald's.
Donald's? I knew you would make that joke. Oh my God, now she's drowning? Fucking hell.
If this all goes well...
How long does it take?
If this all goes well, I have a feeling Sean Connery is going to be like...
Ooh, I'm about to make a name for myself, yeah.
Fucking hell.
Well, kids, if you ever wanted to watch The Guardian, here it is in animated form.
Exactly.
But beavers.
Shout out to The Guardian starring Kevin Costner and Ashton Kutcher.
Yes. Oh, that's a wet beaver right there.
What the fuck is even happening? Who's gone into the drain?
The beaver. Marcy, haven't you ever got your beaver stuck in a drain?
Look, I'm not going to confirm or deny any of that.
You know the beavers, you know, you got to check your pipes.
What is happening?
I just realized
it's just an extended rescue mission.
Yes. This feels like a pilot for a TV show.
Now he's doing the opening thing from GoldenEye.
Yeah, I'm about to say that as well.
He's going to bungee jump right into the bathroom.
Except that didn't have Sean Connery.
Oh, I see. Jump. I'll save the beaver. Do,
do, do, do, do, do, do, do,
if anything happens on this boat, use Ruby Wax's ass as a floating device.
A tits and ass will float you somewhere.
Oh, they're floating something of mine.
That beaver's all like, big boobies.
I know, he gets a nice resting place there.
Oh no, he just found the water and now he's passed out.
Quick,
Fred Durst, you got to do something and do it for the Nookie.
The McNookie bead.
The McNookie, sorry.
Shove it up your McAss.
McArps.
Yeah, that is a terrifying expression.
Wait a second, wasn't he back with Sean Connery? Fred Durst? What's he doing there?
I don't know!
Well, they were on top of the dam, and now they're trying to get the goddamn goat.
See, this is what this movie should be like. Somebody tries to save someone, they save it, and then that person gets in trouble, and the cycle still continues.
Mm-hmm. How did he even pass out? What the fuck?
He just fell, and he's really fucking weak.
He just fell. Those are jiggly, jiggly titties.
They are moving. The animators like really went to work to make sure those boobs are jiggling at every shot.
They did. They did. Not now he can swim. Swim for the big McTitties.
If you lose that beaver in the water again.
Stop getting your beaver so wet. Or don't. It's your life. You can do what you want. So what are they doing with the last 30 minutes of this movie?
Wait, there's still 30 minutes of this movie left.
It's an endless succession of different characters falling into the water.
I think it might be. Who's falling in next? She'll float. She'll be okay.
These people just... Oh, I get to see her ass out.
Well, you know, at least this animated film is giving us all body shapes and sizes.
And big boobs.
And are we sure? Specifically the big ass and boobs.
Oh, there's a submarine. Oh, sorry.
Where did that come from?
You know, the submarine, Das Boob.
Das Boob.
It's a Russian submarine.
My Russian submarine.
Oh, it's you.
It's powered by moose and squirrel.
Vodka.
It's Donald the McDuck. Oh, no,
so now we know what's happening.
Oh no, Putin's gonna take over Scotland.
Oh no, this is where the Red Baron is gonna do some Red Baron shit.
Wow, what is that?
Oh, hello, comrade.
Where oh no, it's go? Andrew Tate!
Ew. I don't think he looks that good anymore, or ever, to be fair.
This is a sub just for alphas.
He's probably thinking, that woman's got... He's going to be like, any man who goes after women with big boobs is gay. It's like, everyone, is it gay to go after women with big boobs?
When did Andrew Tate sound like Nicolas Cage?
Sorry. It's me, Nicolas Cage.
I got really deep into a character, I'm sorry.
I'm very sorry, I was going to try to play... I was originally going to be in this movie, too. I was going to play the goat.
Oh, no, I fell in the river!
Oh,
what
no.
What are they trying to do?
I don't even know what's happening anymore.
Why is the goat on the plane? Oh, well, not anymore.
At this point.
I don't know what's happening.
I'm pretty sure that's not going to save the goat.
Oh, they caught it.
With that altitude and that speed, that goat would have gone straight through that.
That's why he's got the suit on.
It helps protect him. A pretty soft landing.
It's like every stereotype of Scotland is in this movie.
There's things that aren't even Scottish in this movie, and it's very confusing.
And things that you're not even sure they're stereotypes, but they seem like they're stereotypes.
Yes.
I know this movie's made by Scottish people, but it seems very racist towards Scottish people.
I don't know if they've been to their own home country.
It's like if if France made an animated movie, it's like, we're the Baguette family. Oh, ho, ho. They all look like berets.
They all wear berets and eat baguettes.
Yes. You're the god now, dog.
Goat dead. He landed so softly.
No, the goat's not dead. Gordon, and that ends our 2-week course on why your name is Gordon.
You're not a dog. Wait, he teaches that. Okay.
Look at her eyebrows. What the? because Alan.
What's happening? He taught him to script.
Oh, because Alan Cumming was in Cabaret.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't know what
it is. In the Rain, Rocky? What are these references? What's that from?
I have no idea.
Our nightmares.
I guess. It's Casablanca.
I do know bigger movies that exist.
Yes, that goat was having an identity crisis. It didn't know if it was a goat or a dog.
Are we getting Flight of the Valkyries?
Yes.
Your mission
in the Red Baron plane.
This duck will explode in 5 seconds.
It's a Quackakazi pilot.
It's a Quackakazi pilot.
He's got a bottle of that Sean Connery titty milk.
I was gonna say that. And why? He gives milk to everyone in this town.
That's not milk. That's not that's milk.
No, it's that's milk.
So the milk is gonna save the goat?
Yes. The Godfather, what? I just realized Air Vicky is done up like the Virgin Air.
Yes.
They rip everything off for whatever reason. Like, there is none. Even Freddy's offended.
Because everyone knows Freddy's Scottish.
Sure.
This movie makes references like the movies. Like, Cabaret, huh? Casablanca, you remember that, huh?
Yes, because, you know, 5 years old to get to know what Cabaret and Casablanca is.
You know, that's the intellectual humor they sneak in for the adults.
And Freddy agrees.
You're the man, Freddy. You're the man now, dog.
Oh, I had a weird dream that there was a human duck hybrid. Oh, wait, there he is. No, Mr. Todd, that would have done you.
Was nothing.
That's the only beaver Andrew Tate will ever get.
And someone else took it from him, appropriately.
Yes.
Yep.
Someone took that beaver away from me. I'm a lead show now!
So Why would you insult this awful animated character for saying it looks like Andrew Tate?
Well, I can't help it, Marcy, if that's what it seems like they based the character on. Oh, good.
You got an Aston Martin because James Bond, don't you know?
Don't you know? Oh, and it talks to him.
It's Mick Knight Rider.
It's a McCar chase.
McCar chase.
See, now I just want McDonald's, you fucking asshole.
No, Marcy, it's Donald's.
Sorry, I need Donald's.
Oh, Billy Tool, that movie's never coming.
Oh, he's got the gadgets. We got to save the Highland Carl.
Doesn't even look at anything
like... All this
like,
for a goddamn beaver.
To be fair, Marcy, at the end of the day, we all want beaver. And beaver is always important at the end of the day.
You'll need the beavers to make your dams.
Yes.
I want a damn beaver.
So, Sean Connery turned down having a cameo in Skyfall to do this movie. Wow.
Hey, skateboard!
Oh, here's the image I saw earlier. And I was like, why is he riding a skateboard?
Let's see if Xander Cage could do this.
I'm claiming the cube.
And did he? Oh, Tom Cruise has nothing on me.
And Scottish flag. See, why would I have any other flag but the Scottish flag?
But then you find that he was
Bond style.
But then you find that he was actually born. He was born English this entire time.
And now we've got... Oh my god, we're actually at a fucking secret base. What is happening? Why would you need a beaver in a secret base?
Because, you know...
I never thought I'd utter that sentence this week.
Because secret beavers.
Secret beavers.
Secret beavers.
Damn beavers.
No worries.
And it's nighttime all of a sudden.
Yeah.
How could they drive through a military, like a base? Where's the security?
Well, the Skyland military is really, really lax.
They're going to all this trouble just for one beaver.
Let's see, I gotta help this... You gotta arrest this man as a Spaniard Egyptian fellow. I know what I'm talking about.
He's a McKenzie.
I shall respond to this by singing the Marseillaise.
Am I glad to see you? I'm afraid you will have to apprehend this subbilly character. And to be honest, about half this village here.
How did they get there?
I don't know.
The goat and the duck man and Butler Grew.
Where did they fucking come from?
They may take our lives, but they'll never take our beavers.
I'm surprised they haven't referenced that movie.
There's still time.
They probably did when we missed it.
To be fair, though, there's still plenty of movie left, so it may happen.
Like, they probably had a Braveheart reference in the background and we were just looking at jiggly tits.
Yes. That actually checks out for us.
the movie characters are our own, you know, take your pick.
Although, I am disappointed by the lack of kilts in this movie.
I don't know, we haven't seen many kilts, considering this movie really wants us to know about Scotland.
That's like the one sticking point. Like, we don't want to be the kilt people.
Yes.
We just saw the guy wearing a kilt for when he woke up in the morning.
Let's kilt Bill.
Kilt Bill.
Kilt Bill. Let's kilt up Bill.
Oh no, that beaver's crying.
Why is it pissed off? It got saved.
It's going to be all right, Snap.
Oh, they're looking for a mum.
Fucking duck's still around.
Yeah, that's not why she's just flying around.
At night.
With her sunglasses on.
Yeah. Who wears the sunglasses at night?
Well, that just means you're that cool.
The fucking shades, oh no.
Oh, the full moon's out, so the boobs are all bigger.
A full moon makes your boobs just bigger that night.
Yes, they're wear boobs.
Oh, they're so jiggly.
Speed, I fucking wish.
Me too. You know what? I'd love to have just boobs on a full moon.
You know what? Every time Gordon the Goat appears on screen, I should have just played this sound effect.
That's me looking at Ruby Wax's ass right there.
Every time Sean Connery sees Ruby Wax's character in this movie, he's like,
"Is in my pants."
Why does McDuckington have a golf club on the plane?
The same reason she had a burger earlier. I don't know. Who gives a
fuck is happening?
Who's flying that plane? Oh no, Ben's flying that plane. How could that be?
Fuck is flying plane.
What is this? What is she doing?
Wasting the audience's time.
Pepperoni. Pepperoni. What?
What is going on?
Chris Rock?
Oh, there's a kilt. He is wearing a kilt. Wait a minute. So every person in this town is a Scottish stereotype, but the one person who's wearing a kilt is not even Scottish. So it's almost like that's...
It's the black Chris Rock American guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now
this is near the end.
Now this is time for me to record my podcast. Scott Pod.
Scott Pod.
The Connery Cast.
The Connery Cast.
We're going to go through all my favorite movies I was a part of.
You know what I mean.
We're going to talk... Let me talk about the time I stared at his Catherine Zeta-Jones' butt in Entrapment. And I was also the Avengers as well, not the good one, the other one.
He's about 70 years older than us. I think we should shag him.
I think that one's the daughter.
Ah. Because she's wearing glasses.
Is that like a seahorse? Oh, like, seahorse ride.
Yeah. What is horse, that?
But it's like a seahorse.
It's a mechanical seahorse ride.
Yeah.
For some reason.
No, it's a she-horse.
and I should say, since we're coming up on the end, we have to keep recording the podcast through the credits.
Oh. Oh, here we go.
Well, we'll see what Tubi lets us do first. What is going on?
It's now turned into a music video.
What?
What is happening?
The sombrero guy is humping the suicide.
Rabbit is like humping the wall in the corner.
It's time for the booby dance. This is the show This is the show I keep talking about, Letitia Now.
Single X.
What is this?
So they never found the beaver's mum, so I guess she did die at the beginning.
Yeah, that was never resolved, was it?
Just like everything else in this movie.
So is this just a 10-minute song to end the movie?
Yeah, we realized we only had about 50 minutes of footage, so we needed to be a little bit longer so we can play it in one theater. Look at those boobs. They're like squid boobs now.
Pepperoni's getting down.
What? Yeah. Why are they dressed for a funeral?
Because for the beaver mum.
The beaver mum, yeah, see? She did die.
And speaking of the beaver, that beaver, the kid beaver, is not even there at this party. All the shingle ladies, all the shingle ladies, come to me now.
Oh my god, they really did that.
Yeah, that's it. I said that.
Now it's time to take you home, daughter, and give you a good spanking.
No, that's the girl he's going to hook up with. That's not the daughter. Just letting
you know. Yeah, the daughter has much smaller boobs. She has bigger boobs to his dominance.
Yes.
Oh, McShabus.
His name's for me. Why McShabus?
Oh, sorry, I thought you were a McShabus.
Oh, now the duck's on the seahorse, right?
Yes.
That's the daughter, B.
Oh, okay. So that's why nobody's after her, because she's got the smallest boobs in town.
Mm-mm.
He's the outcast. He's like the uggo of the town.
Oh!
Why are kids in the pub?
The thing, Scotland. I'm going to take one for the team.
Okay. Is she joining them?
I'd say an important part in this movie. See ya.
What?
And then. And they're going to show the credits to this movie again.
And yeah, Sean Connery somehow was an executive producer.
They paid me a lot of money.
It's worth it if, you know, Tubi lets you. Like, you have to watch this through the credits.
Yes.
Because, oh my god. Yes, yes,
we'll see
yes.
If Tubi doesn't come up with it.
You will not regret
it. Skips.
Somehow.
Is there a bonus scene?
Oh, there we go.
Are these outtakes?
They should be. The whole movie is an outtake.
Oh my god, is it the duck doing stunts? What the fuck? What is this song?
And then the duck died. And I guess that, in a way, that was the end of the Duck Dynasty.
The duck is fucked.
What can we say? Ducks and flying machines don't go well. Hasn't, like, Howard the Duck taught us this stuff?
Well, you'd think so.
It's spraying poison over Scotland.
Oh my god, what the fuck?
Hey, what's up, hey, how you doing, fellow kids?
Oh no, I shit myself.
Yeah.
I knew I should have...
It's a family time.
I knew I shouldn't have worn this kilt.
Beaver one.
Bessie Boo, Bessie's Bob. Mackenzie McTavish.
Banjo Berry, Duckman.
Milk Van Driver, not Mini Driver. Chantal McToff.
The characters in the way of the credits.
Oh no, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Oh my god.
I promise it's worth it.
They're also McGold.
Okay. Yeah, why are they gold?
I wanted to make them gold!
McGold.
Yes.
There goes Jimmy McNeutron.
Sorry.
Oh, there's the Big Tits McGee's. Oh my god.
Thank you for watching. Thank you for watching the show, The Tits Now.
They're already preparing for their booby fair acceptance speech.
Yes.
Oh, there's the beaver again.
What was that?
The duck. Was a duck.
Oh. I don't know.
Because all these names are Scottish. No offense.
Yeah, not a lot look very Scottish.
Bala Chasana, I'm from Glasgow.
It's a me, a Vincent Micro-Rossellini. Glasgow animation. And Ashton Martin.
Hello, I'm Kevin McCormack.
What
the fuck is happening?
We're pushing.
Why is this in the movie?
We're trying to push as hard as we can, Pat Morita.
I'm so confused.
We're just going to let every character who appeared in the movie, even in the smallest role, just skip by the TV screen.
That is terrifying.
It was kind of like the end credits of The Nut Job when everyone came out and danced with Psy.
Yep.
Kevin McCormack has appeared at least 50 times in these ending credits.
Yeah, we're Cheryl, still going.
Cheryl Goodbody, eh?
She was Sean Connery's favorite.
Yes.
Mm-mm. Thanks, Guido Schneider.
That's Rob Schneider's Italian cousin.
Hey, I'm Guido Schneider. How's it going?
Look, there's that racist Mexican stereotype character that just appeared in the background for some reason.
And at least they didn't have him.
Oh, Marcy, he ran off sad because you called him a racist stereotype.
At least they didn't have, like, someone try and do a voice for him.
Well, that is true.
That, we're lucky. I can't believe they got Shirley Bassey. Dame Shirley Bassey. Wow.
Dude.
Auld Lang Syne, composed by no. Auld Lang Syne is an old song.
It is an old song.
People who made this movie didn't write Auld Lang Syne.
No. Who are these characters now?
That's the assholes from the Luge.
The Luge.
Did these people ever make movies again?
I don't think they did. So. I'm going to find out if the director made anything else.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, is this what we've been waiting for?
This is what we've been waiting for.
Oh my god.
Okay. It's me, young Sean Connery.
Who the fuck is that? Is that the cop that they arrested?
No, it's young Sean Connery.
Oh.
And his
okay.
wife.
Okay. Oh, why?
Then we had a baby Connery.
Oh, for fuck's sake, really?
Let's go to Titanic.
Titanic. Oh my god.
And she died.
Oh, she's dead.
Oh my, did they try to rip off, like, Up with the opening credits and decided to make it the closing credits?
That's the last scene you see in the movie is the fucking, the grave of the mother followed by a fucking cow on a milk truck.
With big boobs.
And these people.
Okay, so the director the director of Sir Billy, this was his first and only film.
Well, we're gonna stop it right there.
Oh, gasp. I didn't. Oh, wow.
I'm not surprised.
Well, that was a movie, and I can't believe I watched it twice.
I can't believe that actually didn't feel like 10 hours. That actually went by so fast.
Because there was no ads. But even Tubi was like, we're not putting ads on this movie. You guys don't need to suffer.
Yep. They're like, you don't need to sit here longer than you have to with this movie.
Yeah, Sir Billy? Ooh.
Well, that was this bonus Tubi Tuesdays episode. Thank you for anybody who managed to survive Sir Billy, a.k.a. Guardians of the Highlands, with us. And if you are not already, please make sure you subscribe and like the Tubi Tuesdays podcast and also all the podcasts at the Super Network. And you can find all that at supermarcy.com. And if you want to find me, I am Super Marcy on the social media and Super_Marcy on Letterboxd.
Awesome. And Amy, where can people find you on the internet this week?
All right. You can find me on Blue Sky. Just search for Amy Doll, A-M-I-E, and I'm right there.
Nice.
Excellent.
And if people want to find me personally out there on the internet, you can follow me on Twitter, Blue Sky, and Letterboxd under B. Jemite. You can find all my work over on supermarcy.com. And as well as listen to my solo show, Beat vs. the Living Dead, and also all the other shows that I co-host on that little network on all podcast streamers everywhere via the Beat vs. the Living Dead podcast feed. So that is a wrap for this episode of the Bonus Tubi Tuesdays podcast. And we'll see you all next time on a Tuesday. Or not. I don't know.
Bye-bye.
See you, everybody. Bye. Bye. Oh, yes, goodbye.
McBye.
McBye.
McBye-bye.
In the northwest coast of Scotland, in the deepest, darkest highlands, where evil lurks, and tragedy unfolds. There lies a secret.
I'm all alone now.
I will find you.
They need only one man. The Guardian of the Highlands. A grandpa. Sir Sean Connery is Sir Billy.
My name is William. Billy to my friends.
It's a race against time. And the odds and a villainous policeman are against them. Who will get to Bessie first? This octogenarian and his goat save the day?
with Alan Cumming as Gordon the Ghost. Together, they will take you on the ride of your life and keep you at the edge of your seat. Sir Sean Connery is Sir Billy, the kind of grandpa we all wish we had.